Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Europe has traded away its online porn law. The landmark Digital Services Act has a glaring omission. It ditches plans to tighten rules that could have protected survivors of revenge porn and other forms of sexual abuse. By Morgan Meeker. When someone Inez Marino trusted shared an intimate video of her online without her consent in 2019, she compared it to a chronic disease she would have to live with for the rest of her life. First, the video was shared through WhatsApp, then Telegram and Twitter. Eventually, it found its way onto popular porn platforms, including Pornhub and Xvideos. "It didn't show my face, but it had my name on it," says Marino, who is based in Lisbon, Portugal. After she wrestled with each platform to get the video taken down, Marino founded the organization called #NaoPartiles, #DoNotShare, that helps other people who have faced this type of abuse and runs education sessions in schools. She also launched a campaign to raise awareness about the phenomenon across Portugal. In the first 2 days, she says she was inundated with more than 500 stories from people who had experienced image-based sexual abuse, an umbrella term that includes deepfake pornography, upskirting, and revenge porn. Researchers predict there are thousands more people across the EU, mostly women, but also men and people from LGBTQ communities, who are affected by this type of online harassment. There is no European law enforcing the removal of videos or images that have been uploaded to pornography platforms without their subjects' consent. But across Europe, people like Marino were hoping the landmark Digital Services Act, or DSA, would change that. A proposal buried within the text, called Article 24B, outlined new rules that would have required people uploading content to porn platforms to verify their accounts with a phone number and email address. The article would have also forced the companies behind the platforms to hire and train more moderators in image-based sexual abuse and have required them to take down content flagged by victims without undue delay. But during the 16-hour negotiations, the proposal was ditched. Sources involved in the negotiations told Wired the measure was traded away in last-minute political haggling. That has left women's organizations across Europe disappointed, even as MEPs publicly celebrate the Digital Services Act's wins. As ever, online abuse against women and girls gets marginalized and minimized, and I think that's what we've seen here, says Claire McGlynn, who specializes in image-based sexual abuse at the UK's Durham University. It's not taken seriously. Article 24B was particularly aimed at drawing attention to mainstream porn platforms, which is where much of this content ends up, says Shanley Clement McLaren, co-founder of a French group called Stop Ficha. Ficha is French slang for to publicly shame. Passing this Article 24B within the DSA would have been necessary to not only symbolically and legally recognize the victims, but also underline the criminal offenses that are being committed, she says. To reach agreement on the DSA, representatives from the European Parliament, European Commission, and European Council had to reach a political compromise. out of the EU Parliament demands, the Council just didn't want to accept too many, a source involved in the negotiations told Wired. So the Parliament has to choose which ones they prioritize to make a compromise. In the end, the Parliament chose to prioritize other issues, such as small and medium-sized enterprise exemptions, website accessibility, and consumer protections, said the source. This account of the negotiations was supported by another person involved in the proceedings, who also asked to remain anonymous. Christel Scheldemose, who led the Parliament's negotiating team, did not reply to a request for comment. The suggestion that people uploading content to porn platforms should have to verify their accounts using phone numbers and email addresses was controversial due to privacy concerns. We asked for a verification obligation with telephone number and email address from content uploaders because we see that in these image-based abuse cases, there's rarely any law enforcement because you can never identify the people who have uploaded the content, says Josephine Ballen, head of legal at HateAid, a German hate speech NGO that lobbied for 24B. There are porn platforms where you do not even have to have a profile to upload things. However, concerns about privacy were justified, especially for people uploading content consensually to these platforms, says Asha Allen, Advocacy Director for Europe at the Center for Democracy and Technology. It would actually also set a precedent for all user-generated content platforms, she says, reflecting concern that once ID verification was endorsed at an EU level for porn platforms, it could be endorsed for social network sites like Facebook, TikTok, or Twitter. Privacy concerns from sex workers and content creators could have been mitigated by using business instead of personal emails to verify users, says McLean. This extra step would have created enough friction in the uploading process to make people think twice before uploading, she says. But it was not only the verification requirements of 24B that were shelved. Not even the parts that would not have been a problem from a fundamental rights and privacy perspective were adopted, says MEP Patrick Breyer, who is from the Greens European Free Alliance group in the Parliament and opposed the ID requirements. Some experts still hope that the EU will introduce new laws to protect women facing this type of abuse through rules the Commission proposed in March that would criminalize the non-consensual sharing of intimate images. The Directive on Gender-Based Violence is a much more comprehensive tool for combating image-based sexual abuse because it is specific and criminalizes this abuse, says Allen. Under the EU's Directive on Gender-Based Violence, the Commission proposed that non-consensual sharing of images be criminalized, with jail time for up to 1 year. It's unclear how law enforcement would find people uploading this material to sites that don't require their contact details. The directive is currently being negotiated by the Council and the Parliament. Regardless, the DSA remains a missed opportunity to tackle this issue, says MEP Alexandra Geis from the Greens European Free Alliance group. 24B would have protected girls and women from the huge risk of finding their nude images on porn platforms, mostly without even knowing about it, she says. It would have made a huge difference.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.